State and local officials, as well as health experts, are all warning Connecticut residents about e-bikes and e-scooters. You've heard a lot about this, especially recently. But despite the warnings, the new regulations that went in place last year, teens, preteens, even young children can be seen riding around on them in every single town in the state. Speaking with me today is Dr. Shea Gregg from Hartford Healthcare. Dr. Gregg, first things first, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Now, how many accidents with these e-bikes and e-scooters are we seeing? And is one more dangerous than the other?
So what we were actually seeing at this point is actually striking, actually. So since 2022, it's my understanding that about 20,000 e-bikes have been sold, and that the sales of these ride-ons are increasing by about 10% every single year. So there's more of them on the road. And what we have seen for the first time this year is that the number of e-bike injuries has outnumbered the number of motorcycle crashes. And, the types of injuries that we're seeing, head injuries are the number one, orthopedic are number two, and then, you know, the scrapes and lacerations are also the number three injuries. So, you know, we are seeing the increase, and actually this is being seen nationally as well.
All right. So I've heard this on a couple of news outlets, you know, people talking to parents who say, oh, it's convenient, kids are going to be kids. You got to, you know, I rode bikes growing up. Now, talk to me about the difference between an e-bike and a bike, a pedal bike.
Sure. So I think it's actually great that you asked to define what an e-bike is. So e-bikes, and actually we have to throw in a third category, which is motorized bikes as well. So regular bicycles, no motors, strictly a human-driven device and powered device. E-bikes you typically have a motor. They typically have some sort of electronic propulsion unit.
Yeah.
They are capped at 20 to 28 miles an hour. And they may or may not have throttle control, actually. So a Type 2 e-bike does have throttle control, whereas motorized bikes are more like motorcycles.
Right. Basically. So that means that it can go without you pedaling, right? That's what throttle control means?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So there's
there's
a class of e-bikes that do have that throttle control. And when you do have throttle control, then pretty much you're at the whim of your thumb or whatever mechanism it is to control the bike, the speed of the bike.
It's a motorcycle. At that point,
yes, exactly.
I mean, right?
Yeah, it definitely can be. Motorized bikes, I guess the only benefit is that they're capped at 20 to 28 miles an hour.
It's a weak motorcycle. Okay.
You got it.
Okay.
I think that's the best way to see it.
Yeah. So that's the thing that kind of drives me nuts, because like as a parent, and I have a 7-year-old, I just this past year taught him how to ride a bike without training wheels. And that was awesome. And that was a lot of fun. But, you know, yesterday me and him were biking around my neighborhood. And I'm still just constantly watching him like bob and weave and veer a little too close to the road and like yelling at him like, buddy, other side. Like it's a constant thing. Now at 7, he's young and no one's really talking about this with 7-year-olds. But they are talking about it with 9-year-olds and 10, 11, 12, certainly 13 and up, most definitely 13 and up. So what, I mean, medically, would you consider to be a safe age to ride one of these e-bikes that, like you said, has the ability in some cases to go up to 28 miles per hour?
So I applaud you as a parent that you are teaching your
no
your
need,
child
but thank
to
you.
Actually... Well, yes, in general, just I applaud you. But I mean that you're teaching how to ride a bicycle, number one.
Yeah.
All right. So I would not ever get on a e-bike before you actually can understand and control a bicycle, because you have to understand the balance, the centrifugal forces and everything, centripetal forces and everything associated with
right.
it. So that is number one. And number two, that takes years to, and obviously there's variation on, you know, people's skill set as far as that. So I would say, one, I would not consider e-bikes until later on. Is there a safe age? There's no recommended safe age. Interestingly, the average age of e-bike related injuries are 39 years old. And as far as what we're seeing in the trauma center, we are seeing injuries that occur from 6 years old all the way up to 50, 60, 70 years old. So that's the national statistic, is 39 years old is the average. Sure. So really, is there a safe age? The answer is, you have to be able to control a motorized bike. You have to be smart enough and willing to wear the appropriate safety gear. And that all requires maturity, and that's going to be variable by teenager and or child.
So we updated in Connecticut last year a lot of the regulations that come along with e-bikes. I know that helmets are now a requirement. Currently, driver's licenses are not, but there's three classes of this thing, 1, 2, and 3. Now, I know that Fairfield recently banned all of them from their schools unless you're over the age of 16 and have a driver's license. I know that Trumbull, I was actually just speaking about this today on WICC, is also talking about an ordinance for the entire town. What are the conversations you're having with people, though, in the hospital after they have these accidents? Have you spoken to parents? I mean, have you had to like speak to a parent about a child who got injured? Has that happened?
The answer is yes. Again, when we're seeing more of these injuries, there are pediatric injuries related to it. I would say it's about a quarter of our injuries, interestingly, that fall into the pediatric range. But that's going to be variable based on whether you're a pediatric trauma center or adult trauma center.
What are those conversations like? Like, what is that? I mean, like, you know, are people still like, oh yeah, we're going to keep the bike though? Are people like immediately, okay, no, this is a wake up call. We're going to get rid of the bike. Like how are people reacting? Obviously without getting into specifics about your patients, but like, what are you seeing from people?
And what I'll say is that 90% of our injuries, actually, they're not wearing a helmet.
Wow.
So so even though you have the law, even though you have a variety of safety gear that's out there, people are just not wearing it. And I think what the most striking thing is when we do have these discussions, a lot of people actually are not aware of the law, that everybody, every age who rides an e-bike is required to wear a helmet. So I think that that's important, that you're getting the word out, that we're trying to get the word out, et cetera. But also, it's a matter of really the community coming together and culturally enforcing it. A lot of people feel that, oh, my son or daughter, they're going to do what they're going to do. Well, you know, maybe they're watching their parents not wear a helmet when they're on the e-bikes. We have to instill things culturally in order to make a difference. And I think that's how we actually approach this. And trauma centers are all in on this. So when we have this conversation with that head laceration or potentially, God forbid, a more significant brain injury, helmets is, you know, number 1, 2, and 3, especially the properly rated helmets for e-bike injuries, which are tested on higher velocities.
Absolutely. Dr. Greg, and this will be my last question, then I'll let you go. But, it's August, but people already start talking about the fall. They start talking about the holidays. And obviously, in a couple of months, we're going to be talking about Christmas gifts. A lot of people are probably starting to save up right now for the major gift. And of course, the major gift in a lot of cases these days is e-bikes. As you said before, the sales of these things are going through the roof and rising every year. What would you say to a parent who has decided or is considering to get an e-bike for their, let's say, preteen, like 12 and above child? What message would you have for that person?
Number one, make sure they can ride a bicycle. So if they do not have a bicycle in their garage at this point, and then they don't, you know, they're not one to observe safety laws, traffic laws, and those sorts of things. The bottom line is ride a bicycle first. Learn how to ride a bicycle first, and that's going to be your first gift.
Okay, absolutely. Dr. Shea Gregg from Hartford Healthcare, thank you so much. And I appreciate you adding a little bit of medical insight on this, because we hear things from politicians and we hear things from, you know, police and whatnot. But when it comes from someone who you're actually going to have to speak to if you get into an accident on these things, I do. I think it hits a lot harder. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Voice Connecticut, WICC. This is The Download.